escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company without Jeffrey. It's like Three's Company without the three. I am your host and your hero, Kevin Cerrito, filling in for Jeffrey this week. Starting today, he's on a well-deserved vacation. George Ruggiero's on the other side of the glass. King George, what's your Twitter?
You got it there, King George, oh, 94. On X, the everything app.
That's right. We
got to
start calling
it
X now with this news, right?
With some of the good news, I suppose.
Yeah, X giving all the money to the schools. Not all the money, but giving
a nice chunk of money. You know, can't complain about it.
I think as a city, we might need to come together and start calling it X officially. But hey, my company today joining me in studio for the show is a multi-time professional wrestling champion. He is known as Live Wire, Bobby Four. Bobby, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Cerrito. For the first time, I think I'm going to be here for as long as you'll have me, right?
Right. You're officially co-hosting the show today.
Co-host. Add that to my lengthy list of titles.
It's a big week in wrestling. SummerSlam happening this weekend, but that's not it. There's a big wrestling event in Memphis that we will be a part of. We'll talk about that later on, and it's a big upcoming month, August, right here around the corner. Big month of professional wrestling action in the Memphis area. We'll get to that later on. Of course, CJ Hurt joins us every Wednesday at around 3:30 when the sirens are going off, right? That's when CJ pops on in. That's how he knows. It's his alarm goes off around the city. And CJ will join us. Of course, we've got the list coming up. We're going to talk about what Jason and John were just talking about. Shannon Sharp news breaking today. Glorilla's back in the news again. Glorilla's in the news every day. We've got to talk. It feels like we're talking about Glorilla. So we'll talk more Glorilla. Some positive news around Memphis's own Glorilla. And all that's still to come. But we start every Wednesday with buy or sell. So let's do it. All right, guys. Big story breaking this morning. I don't know anybody who doesn't start this story, George, with I woke up and I saw it, because it was very early in the morning to be having some grisly schedule news. But like, I thought I got up early. I get up early every day. But this was already breaking this morning, hours before the Jeff Calkins show. But if you missed it, for the first time in franchise history, the Grizzlies are going to be playing internationally this upcoming season. They've got a game scheduled on January 15th in Berlin. And then a few days later, they'll be in London on January 18th. They're playing both games against the Orlando Magic. So you hear that story and you say, wow, this is cool. The Grizzlies got selected to do something really awesome. They're going to be showcasing NBA basketball across the pond. They'll be in Germany. They'll be in the UK. This is going to be great. But then, if you look closer at the dates and the opponent, it quickly turns to a different feeling. Or at least it did for me. Within seconds, everybody was realizing, oh, this is not as great as it appears. So my question to you guys, Bobby Ford, George, Ruggiero on the other side of the glass, buy or sell the Grizzlies schedule news is bad for the future of the Grizzlies.
Buy.
Quickly buying it. What are your thoughts here, George? This is a big, Bobby, this is a big deal.
So that day historically has a ton of significance in Memphis. It's Martin Luther King
January 5th. Oh, Martin Luther King Day. Ah.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that now, yeah.
The Grizzlies have regularly had home games on that date, pretty often against the Atlanta Hawks, and it's like a really good chance to, you know, memorialize a figure that was lost tragically, and it really ties the city together on that
celebrate
day.
The life and the legacy of Dr.
Life
Martin
and the legacy. I mean, the Civil Rights Museum is right down the street where he was assassinated, and this tells me that the NBA does not care about the local and regional impact of the Memphis Grizzlies. And they want to polish them up and show them off to a new market that might receive them in a different way. So,
yes. So you're not for it. I'm with it, George. Here you've been talking about it all day already here on the station.
Oh yeah, we're in hour six, making it. We are in hour.
He's
six.
The Iron Man.
So
hour six of George on the radio.
Oh yeah, don't worry. We still have this. And
what did you get to eat? Coming.
Huh?
What did you had to, you got to eat something, right?
Oh yeah, I brought a sandwich.
You got a sandwich.
I just brought a sandwich from that.
You want
house.
Something more nutritious? Like I can go get you something after I get off the radio.
Oh no, we are all good. Well, after this show, I'm done for the day.
Oh okay, cool. So you just have to suffer through me for a couple hours and then you're
yeah,
good.
Then we're good. I'm ready to roll. Yeah. I'm gonna sell this.
You do not think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad for the future of the Grizzlies. In a way, I kind of think it's a good thing. Because if you think about it, for while the NBA scheduling and the NBA choosing what they're choosing to do with this and this situation might not necessarily empower the city in the way that it probably should be, because Jeff and I talked about this morning, and he brought up, you know, this is the 25th year of the Grizzlies in Memphis. It is very important, but this is not the first time that they have missed the game or not had the game in Memphis on Martin Luther King Day. Which, by the way, is a marquee event. It is awesome. It's fantastic. They should absolutely keep doing it. And the team has already come out and said in their statement that they plan to continue with the festivities of that celebration beyond this coming season. So for me, essentially taking a year off while getting to premiere the NBA in a brand new market. They've never played a regular season game in Germany before, and getting to be the first team to do that because of the stars on your team, namely Ja Morant. And I mean, look at what we've seen from the last handful of weeks in his travels throughout East Asia. The people love Ja.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Ja Morant, and they're loving his new shoe. They're loving what he brings, the fun, the energy. If you're able to take that level of marketability, even beyond what we've seen from him is his lack of availability on the court the last few years, for whatever reason it may be, the fact that the NBA still values that to this level, to say, you know what, we're not just going to take this team and say, we're going to put them on primetime all the time, we're going to go a step further. We're going to bring them to a market, yes, in the UK that they've played at plenty of times before, but a brand new market as well. I think that's the NBA showing, hey, we more than value this franchise for what it is and what they've got.
Is that what you see? Is it not Buffalo playing in Toronto or Jacksonville getting sent overseas in the NFL every year? Is it like, we do not value you, so
no,
we're going to send you?
So funny enough, the Jacksonville thing, I thought of that this morning. I was like, why is it Orlando? Of all teams, Orlando, the Germany part, okay, that makes sense. They've got two big star German players on.
Oh, that's why.
The Wagners.
They picked franchises who aren't going to miss out on ticket sales that night.
Well, they're going to miss out on ticket sales. This is my problem.
Orlando
with it.
Is?
Well,
for their home game, I don't know. We'll see. They'll probably sell out more in Berlin with their two German stars.
Yeah, but I don't know how that revenue will be shared.
That I'm not sure.
Like the arena, but I mean, nobody goes to Magic games, right? Isn't that kind of the reputation?
It might have been for a little bit. I think since the team's actually been improving, they're actually pretty darn good now.
Well, why, George? Why does it have to be this particular weekend?
Yeah,
right?
82 games.
Why does it have to be? So the Grizzlies are going overseas, this announcement this morning, and they're going to play Berlin and London. but it happens to be over the week of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Of course, the Grizzlies' tradition of celebrating MLK, making it a tradition in the NBA. It wasn't an NBA tradition until the Grizzlies established this day is going to be our Thanksgiving or right up there with Christmas Day for us, and the Grizzlies helped start that. So why does it have to be that day, and why does it have to be this particular opponent? However you want to frame it, and yes, it is great. I think it's great by itself. It's awesome. Hey, the Grizzlies are going to go play overseas, and you will guarantee there will be people in Germany that will walk away being fans of the Grizzlies or John Morant that were not prior to this happening. I think that's for sure. You're going to get some more international exposure. I don't think it helps the Grizzlies as much, I wouldn't think, and I'm sure they're getting some money for this, but like they're losing two guaranteed sellouts. Mm-hmm. And for a franchise that probably it has less than, I think it's fewer than 10 sellouts an entire season, you're sacrificing two of them. So the Magic, they're playing the Orlando Magic, which they would be playing against Desmond Bane returning home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sure.
Sell out.
It's not a big deal to miss a Desmond Bane video, but even if come January, the Grizzlies are awful. Let's have a scenario here. Bear with me here. I hope they're not awful in January, but many seasons that happen by January, the season's looking pretty gloomy. But come January, you know you're still going to go to the Martin Luther King game no matter what.
Absolutely.
Like, it doesn't matter how bad the Grizzlies have been playing. You want to go to that game. It sells itself. And then a return of a beloved former player in Desmond Bane, in a team that you usually would only play one time because it's an Eastern Conference team in the Orlando Magic, you're losing two sellouts in a typical season. We could go through the schedule right now. How many of these games are going to, we don't have the official schedule yet, but it's the same thing. I love Grizzlies. Usually, I'm excited, by the way, side note, like this is actually like different schedule news because usually NBA schedule's out. Ooh, let's see who we're playing. I'm like, oh yeah, I bet we play every Eastern Conference team one time. And then
in Memphis, yeah.
Right, and then for we play them one time at their place. And then
for me now it's, all right, what days do I have to pencil in for work?
Right.
You know,
yeah. The when can I not book anything else?
Exactly, yeah.
But this is actually some very unique schedule news for the Grizzlies. I'm just worried. Grizzlies are already struggling with ticket sales, and why does it have to be this weekend?
That's what I'm not sure of. I don't know if there's anything specific or important. I mean, they're not playing at small venues by any means. They're playing at the O2 right. In London, which
I'm sure they're going to make up the money from those sellouts, but
they're probably, for the O2 at the very least, I would assume they're working around concert schedule. I mean, that's one of the biggest concert venues in Europe, period. So that wouldn't shock me if there's things to work out there. As for Berlin, I'm not totally sure. As for the opponent, I think they just needed to pick one Western, one Eastern Conference teams.
That's so for sure,
So you only have the two games, and if you think about it, logistics. You're not shipping teams back and forth and back and forth. It's, okay, they're going over there to Europe for 2 weeks. The games are, three, 4 days apart?
Mm-hmm.
They just go to Berlin, play, have a couple days, travel to the UK, play, and then travel back.
And then after that, I imagine the All-Star game will be
probably
approaching.
In that same...
So they'll have another little break to recover from international travel.
Yeah, I mean,
logistically. It's just that
the timing is strange.
Logistically, scheduling, yes.
City, and why would you do that to, are we the smallest market in the NBA?
No, I mean, you got Oklahoma City, Memphis, and New Orleans are all down there towards
Charlotte,
the bottom.
Charlotte's down there, too.
It's bigger than
Charlotte's
us.
Bigger, yeah.
As far as the market, like the TV market.
Oh, the market, absolutely, but attendance?
Yeah.
Oh, attendance, Charlotte. Charlotte
well, I mean, that's
lost
the
team for a
bad.
Reason.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're bad. You know?
That's what happens when your biggest news is your star player getting flames tattooed on his foot.
On his foot?
Cheetos.
Cheetos?
Wait, I missed this. Who's got Cheetos?
Wasn't it LaMelo?
LaMelo.
I think LaMelo.
I mean, you said star player, so I'm going to assume you mean
pretty sure he got his toes tattooed like fire because they're flaming hot.
Oh,
Cheetos.
I like that. Maybe he'll get that the sequel to that made for Disney Plus movie that was out. Did you see that? Flaming Hot, the true story on the Cheetos.
Did we both miss this?
How much?
Did you not see the Flaming Hot? It was nominated for an Oscar.
No.
It was terrible, but.
No, it might have been nominated for a Razzie.
I think it's somehow.
Both, maybe.
I wonder if anybody's ever been nominated
sports.
For any movie got both,
Oh, yes.
We're going to Google on a ad break, I'm sure, and find out.
Definitely.
King George can Google anytime. So.
You were talking to Memphis' Trivia Master, Bobby. Yeah,
that's true.
I can tell you, movies have been nominated for Razzies. And, I mean, what was that? What was the
Catwoman.
What? There's some bad movies. Special effects category exists.
Oh.
And that's one where you can get.
So you can win the Oscar for special effects and win the Razzie for worst.
Special effects, makeup, or.
IMDb has a full page of these.
You know I have an IMDb page?
You got a list?
I don't know if you were aware.
Let's see. Heaven's Gate is on here. Oscar for best art direction set. Razzies for pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
this is the. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, set design. Because you can have a beautiful looking movie that's awful.
Yeah, you got a.
I feel like Battlestar Galactica might be even, you know, a classic bad movie because of its makeup, and hair and makeup were so fantastic.
These are nominations. There aren't actual winners.
There's no winner for both.
You're not going to have a worst movie, a best movie winner. That's not going to happen. Right now, only good movies are coming out in the theaters from what I hear. I've not seen Fantastic Four yet. But according to my surveys at the music bingo and trivia nights around town to the people seem to like Fantastic Four and Superman. And
are they the people winning trivia, or are they the dummies?
They're just the people. Everybody's a winner when they come to a Sarita
You're
Entertainment
absolutely
event.
Right.
Go to SaritaEntertainment.com.
Where can we see a Sarita or have a wait, we can't advertise on the radio, can we?
George,
absolutely
George,
we can.
George,
I
George
advertise.
Is at Dan McGinnis in South Haven tonight.
Tonight
You're hosting
and
it?
Tomorrow. Tonight for some music bingo. Tomorrow nice. Night for some general knowledge yeah. trivia.
Right, and I don't. Hubie's,
nice.
Hubie's Carville tonight for some music bingo, as well. We've got trivia at Celtic in downtown at Ghost River there on South Main. SaritaEntertainment.com. But back on track here, like, do you? So have we figured out? Like, does the NBA call and the Grizz say, "Do you want to do this?" And the Grizzlies say, "When is it?" And they look at the calendar and like, or is the NBA saying, "You're doing this"?
That is actually like the question that Jeff posed to me earlier. He said, put yourself in the shoes of Jason Wexler, the president of the Grizzlies. And he's like, I'll play Adam Silver. Imagine I'm Adam Silver. I call up and I say, hey, we are planning to, you know, have a couple games out in Europe, namely Germany and London. Would you like to do those games with the caveat of this is the opponent and these are the dates?
And I'd be like, I'm sorry. Because to me, and I can see it different ways. You know,
I doubt there was a conversation.
Wouldn't shock me if there
it probably was a statement from Adam Silver. You're going to play
Silver,
Germany this day, and that's that.
Probably.
If you don't like it, what are you going to do about it?
Right. I mean, I agree.
He has the entire power of the cosmos behind him. He is an all-powerful alien.
And he does not seem to be much of a fan of this city and this market. I don't get great vibes from Adam Silver, right?
You don't really let the alien line slide.
I was going to say, I don't get great vibes from Adam Silver just in general.
Alien.
But in general.
Scary.
But like, I feel like from the Memphis perspective, we had an advocate when Stern was the commissioner of the NBA. He brought the team here. He believed in the market. He saw that as much as Memphis gets criticized, yes, we are a falling market size. To go back to what Bobby was saying earlier, like one of the smallest markets in the NBA. Our market size is not getting any bigger. But Stern saw that we watch the NBA more than anybody. Like the TV ratings here and the love and the passion for the game of basketball in Memphis was unmatched anywhere else. And that's and we had FedEx. But that aside,
RIP Fred.
So do that. But it's like, all right. So you get an opportunity. Neither one of y'all have children. But like, if they called me, you get
do anything.
What? Well, I'm saying for my story here, I'm setting up a hypothetical story, right?
Completely unrelated anecdote.
So if I get a call, but it's on my daughter's birthday, I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry. Any other time in the year, I can do this great opportunity for you, but this is my daughter's birthday. It is the most one of the most important days of the entire year, if not the most important day. I've got to be there for her, and I think the Grizzlies have got to be here in Memphis on MLK Day, and I think it's a huge deal, and that they need to be here, and they should have pushed back if they were getting forced to do it. And if they weren't getting forced to do it, I think it's a stupid decision. I'm sorry if it's a different time on the calendar, let's do it. But this particular day, you do not leave Memphis MLK weekend for what they established as an annual tradition. We're losing way too much cool stuff here. The momentum of Memphis is going in a not so fun direction with a lot of different things. And we don't need to be losing the MLK Day game, even if it is, quote unquote, just for a year. You know, the restaurant that shuts down to get remodeled but never opens again? Like, I don't want that to happen. Like, that we got to keep this game. And I wish the Grizzlies would have pushed back, because I think skipping MLK is cause more damage than the positives that you're going to get by jumping on a long flight over to Germany.
Gonna rewind for a second. Every birthday your daughter has, you can't do literally anything else. Like, there's no birthday where you're like, this year she's fine.
What? Like, if it's the day that we're having her birthday party, I've got to be there. I'm gonna be there for my daughter. Yeah, and I think the Grizzlies need to be there for Memphis, and that's Memphis's team, right? Now, do we need to be there for Bane? The 2026 Bane return. Who knows? He may not even be from the Magic in 2026. I guess.
They may not be healthy either.
I don't think it would sell as many tickets. It's going to be really far down the line, and we'll be in a different scenario. No. But that's my – I use the birthday example, but at the same time, you could look at it as like a vacation, right? You do the same thing every year. Every year you go to the Gulf of Mexico, right, for vacation. The Gulf of Mexico, Bobby.
You go there?
I'm giving a hypothetical, right? Your family every year we go to the Gulf of Mexico.
Every year you don't get bored?
Exactly. Well, let's do something different.
Corpus Christi.
This is something different. I don't. I'm giving an example here. I'm like, you do this.
That's like Charles Barkley. That's that dirty water.
Oh, ooh.
The Gulf of Mexico is fantastic.
Rank your least favorite white trash beach towns.
What are you? What? The Gulf of Mexico is a large body of water down there.
All the beaches suck.
Right? The Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Are you out of your mind, Bobby?
What's
a good turning
one?
Heel right now? What is going on?
I don't know
on?
What heel means. I'm just saying the reputation I've heard from all of the beaches on the Gulf is that they're not as clean
the
as...
The north part of the Gulf or the south part? Because you get to a certain point in Florida and down, it is... Well, mind you, I'm Florida.
He is
literally
from
Florida.
The Gulf of Mexico down there.
From Florida.
So, man, PCB, you know what's up down there. You know, no. You don't want to be there.
No, that's why you're
Bobby,
south
I thought
of
you
Tampa.
Would love Panama City Beach. It is it's the midtown of the Panhandle.
Bobby sold out. Bobby moved to East Memphis a couple years ago. I hate to break it to y'all.
According to Jeffrey, that entire strip, that's the Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
According to Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey,
so
yeah.
Panama
sure
City Beach, Dest, and...
We have to invoke...
Gulf Shores?
Okay.
Been there plenty of times.
Yeah. I mean,
but let's talk about the...
Go to Sarasota. It's very nice.
But have you been to the Gulf of Mexico, right, Bobby?
I went to Destin once, but it was COVID. I was transporting a parakeet that was being rehomed to a nature preserve.
The Gulf of Mexico.
His name was Lucky, my wife Chuck.
Orange Beach, great. Alabama.
Good guy right here.
Orange Beach. But the nice, beautiful the sand on those beaches, the water is warm and cozy. It's fantastic.
In Corpus Christi?
At the Gulf of Mexico.
Isn't Corpus Christi on the Gulf of Mexico?
Why are you going to Corpus Christi for your beach vacation?
For the topless Jeep event, man.
Oh, that's... Come on.
What?
Okay.
You never want to go to the topless Jeep? The Jeeps are topless, not the people.
The topless Jeeps. Yeah.
Yes.
I get it. That sounds like a
someone who doesn't
great
drive
event.
A Jeep. Sure, I'll go. Yeah.
I don't have one either, but I would rent one to go. that would be kind of fun. I want the ducks, too.
Okay.
Sorry, Cerrito. I have a bad habit of doing this.
Well, I was trying to figure out, it is great to do something different. Maybe we will like it. So, while my initial reaction is this is, we're not doing the thing we do every year, this tradition. But, okay, we're trying something new. It's always great to try something new.
I have the actual quote. I've pulled it up from Jason Wexler in the original press release today. Hopefully it helps at all. We appreciate the opportunity to represent the NBA and to represent the city of Memphis and state of Tennessee on an international stage in Berlin and London. In order to undertake this rare opportunity to bring Memphis to an international audience, it will require the team to be away from home for MLK Day. However, we remain committed to supporting the Memphis community over the MLK Day holiday while the team is traveling, and we look forward to the Grizzlies once again anchoring the NBA's MLK Day schedule in 2027.
Okay. First time since 2017 that the Grizzlies have not played on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and...
I think that's kind of part of it, too.
Can we still have an MLK game, though? Right? The one time they've moved off the day... What was that?
Was it in 2017? I don't remember.
And we're not counting...
I didn't know there wasn't a game that year.
But
there was also not
on
one in,
road,
like, 20...
Or was, there was a Sunday game. You still play on the weekend. Can they do the MLK Day game the week before or the week after?
I'm sure there's going to be like a
celebration
themed game, a celebration type game. I just don't think there's going to be one that
that particular day where everybody is off
weekend.
Work.
Exactly.
The city of Memphis also recognizes the
in the year that we've just that the church burned down the Claiborne Temple right next
right?
door. Yeah,
isn't that something? The city of Memphis also recognizes the assassination date as a holiday. It's a paid holiday for city employees. They could. It's in April. It'd be late in the season, but they could kind of spin back and do something that day. And
it
make up for it.
Surprise
a
me. It wouldn't shock me if they did something like that.
You got to do something, man. You can't just.
Just
blow
not,
this off, you know,
just
it's
not
just
do
not
it.
Right.
But hey,
you know, you can't cancel your vacation. Can't miss your daughter's birthday, Cerrito. I don't know. Come on, there's not like 12. Like, no, she's just.
Oh, you're
12.
You're finding like a certain.
Yeah,
age
like
range.
At some point, it's like I was like 8, and my dad told me I was too old to trick or treat. So,
well, my goodness.
Well,
8. You were too old to trick or treat at 8?
At 8 years old. I was a grown man, Cerrito. I had a job.
You can trick-or-treat until you can drive.
Of course, my dad thinks that I'm 367 days younger than I am. So when you talk about the birthday thing, it doesn't really mean anything to me. Yeah. My dad doesn't even know when my birthday is. Shout out, Robbie.
We have a great guy, despite
his lack of memory.
Former wrestling champion Bobby Ford is my company today. Fill it in here. Jeffrey
turns
is out.
A year younger than he says he is.
But I'm like Albert Pujols, man.
But the show goes on. For the record, I'm getting a text from my wife that my daughter is so exciting hearing me talk about her birthday. So like it's just like it's
when
a
is her birthday?
Thing. Her birthday is coming up.
When is it?
I don't know.
Oh, the deer in the headlights on Kevin Cerrito.
Oh, I know when
what's
it is.
What's the date?
I was talking about personal information on the radio. So I'll tell you off air when it is. let's move on to the other big topic here of the past 24 hours is the AutoZone Park renovations. This was interesting because last year, or was it earlier, whenever the 901FC left, when did they leave?
901FC ended up leaving earlier this year.
It was earlier this year.
That it was fully announced.
Then
was
we
it,
got a
was
threatening
that the
letter.
Team? The indoor, was that the indoor soccer
no,
team?
That was the one that played at AutoZone, the actual
USL
team.
Did you not go?
I never caught a game. I'm the reason they left, I know.
They needed one more ticket to be sold. They needed one more ticket.
Sorry, people
one
like me are the ticket. Reason they left.
Got a weird feeling private equity did not take ticket sales into account.
Well,
just a hunch.
So when 901FC left the Memphis area, they left the 901, we got a threatening letter from the Redbirds. You remember this letter? The Redbirds were pretty much saying, you need to pay us or we're leaving too. And it's like, what are you talking about? But anyway, here we are. The city has announced, or at least it's being reported from the Daily Memphian that, and other news outlets, the city plans $55 million in renovations for AutoZone Park. And among that will include, they're also, the big thing that caught my eye was the mixed-use development that they are talking about, because this goes back to the mysteriously not finished negotiations between the Memphis Grizzlies and the city of Memphis. So, of course, the Grizzlies need to still renew their lease, right? So there are certain folks that are concerned for the first time ever in the history of the Memphis Grizzlies franchise, and my hand is up in the air right now. I'm one of the people concerned about the Grizzlies and how long they could be, because I don't believe in Silver believing in us. So I am concerned, especially with the most recent reports about the NBA, we may not be expanding after all, right? I mean, those reports coming out earlier this month that we might expand, we might not, but we definitely want a team in Seattle. Like, that's what they say. That's how they act.
You mean the one they had?
Yeah, I mean, it's the one they had.
And then they let leave.
Nothing is more mind-boggling than the team leaves the city, then they get in, like, oh, bye, Hornets, see you, go, become the Pelicans, and then... Oh, we get a new team again, don't we? Yeah.
You know where the lady sticks the stick in her bike wheel and then her bike tips over? And she's like, how could somebody do such a thing? That's the NBA.
Always.
But anyway, so apparently there's some money out there. Also, this ties back to $200+ million that possibly were being pledged to the Tigers to get into the Big 12, which did not happen.
Where's
still
the money,
not happened.
Paul? Where's the money coming from, Paul?
This hour. It's interesting. So $55 million for AutoZone Park renovations. The park needs renovations, so great. But anyway, the thing that caught my eye was the mixed-use development, because that seems to be what is also tied in to the future of the Grizzlies staying in Memphis. So my buy-or-sell question is for you guys here, George and Bobby, the best place for a mixed-use development in downtown Memphis is the area between FedEx Forum and AutoZone Park. buy or sell. So the best
there's
place.
There's that open field.
That's that big open field?
Yes, the big open field on Union.
So there, it was originally going to be something that did not happen, then was COVID was blamed for it, the walk at Union. They tore down Lit. I don't know where people get their restaurant supplies anymore. And they tore down a bunch of other stuff.
I reckon if we're looking at downtown, then buy. But I would think that the best place for a minor league baseball team in Memphis is not in downtown Memphis. It's in East Memphis or the outskirts.
Well, we're too late. We're too late. Can't pick that up and
we're
have a wide load go down I-40.
We're committed to it. There's nothing we can do. So, but,
right.
You know, hindsight is 2020. I don't know how.
We can't move that. But what we've got to do is figure out a way to enhance downtown a little bit. Bobby, we talked about this with Jeffrey last week, that FedEx Forum was built in 2000 or opened in 2005. And when it opened, the Westin opened right there across the street in the Gibson Guitar Factory, which is now the FedEx spinoff. But nothing else has been built around FedEx Forum since 2005. So I can see why the Grizzlies are upset. Like, wait a minute. What's going on? And you go to all these other cities, I would say it's a newer thing, but like a newer thing in the past decade and a half is that all of these teams are getting their miniature city walk / downtown Disney. You can see it at Graceland has it here. That we've got one in Memphis. You can see what I'm talking about, where it's like a fake street, like man-made, purposely designed little mixed-use area, right? Mm-hmm. And so all the teams are having these around it because it's a clean, safe-feeling area to be. And, you know, the mumblings coming from FedEx Forum, the rumors you hear on the streets, you know, I'm out on the streets of Memphis every night with Bingo and Trivia. And the rumors are that the Grizzlies want that. And I don't blame them for not wanting that, right? What is your problem, Bobby? What do you got here?
Out of context, Kevin Cerrito phrase, I'm out on the streets every night.
Look, I'm trying
to be... paused half a second longer before he said with Cerrito trivia. Wow, Kevin. Which streets? Tell us where they can find you.
You go to my website, Cerrito
Entertainment.
But I know what you're saying. It's family friendly, Cerrito Entertainment.
So not Lamar, not Sigmund. If I cross a line in here, guys, please tell me. I'm sorry.
If we're poking fun at Kevin,
having a good time.
All golden.
You truly are a live wire, Bobby Ford. You're a live wire.
I think I'm also
what's interesting about
buying
this. You're buying it.
I think I am. You know, for what it's worth, it does need development. That lot has already had something planned for it. And we'd had Sam Hardiman, who had the initial reporting on this morning.
Right, I listened to that, yeah.
With Calkins. And I think one of his big points about this was, this is not going to be like a quick decision type thing. A lot of this money is going towards what needs to be done at AutoZone Park. And at the end of the day, it is just money that's being a minimum amount that's being pledged to a project management company. It's just a contract that's been signed that essentially says, hey, this is money that we can allocate for this. Once the project is actually planned out and ready to work on. But if there is an area in downtown Memphis that could use an extra bit of not just TLC like AutoZone, I don't think AutoZone's in a bad spot. I think it just needs a facelift. Jeffrey and I talked about this yesterday. The ballpark itself, the bones are good. It just needs...
You have a great view. You know, so it's in a great spot.
Sight lines are fantastic. New seats, maybe an updated concourse, fix up the bathrooms.
Well, people complain about the bathrooms. I can't figure that out.
You're going to complain about the bathrooms at any major sporting arena. The fact is there's other people in them.
Well, that's always the problem.
The people
you just
who use them.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. If that's what it takes, if that's what we're talking about for AutoZone, that isn't some $200, $300, $400 million project. That fits clearly into that $55 million. Mm-hmm. Updating the seats, fixing up the concourse a little bit, adding some more staffing to the situation.
Right.
And if this is something that also gets the city closer to renovating other parts of downtown, be it that field in, you know, on Union or parts of Beale beyond, if that's what it takes to at least get things kickstarted, I do think this is a really good step in the right direction. And if that's just a starting point, I'm all for it.
Is there pickleball downtown right now?
Oh, that's an idea.
That's an oversight, if not.
That's
You got to have that, pickleball, man.
I put that on my list. It's interesting.
Let's draw.
So if you go to these other cities, like the mixed-use places, right, what I envision on this and what we were talking about with the what we should have done with the Grizzlies, because the FedEx Forum is surrounded by empty lots as well, right?
Yeah.
We need some parking garages, possibly some apartments. Obviously, it'd be great to have another hotel, even though downtown has added so many hotels since 2005. But you put a hotel, maybe put a gym, put a nice-sized gym there. A lot of downtowns have some good gyms.
With pickleball.
Right, and you could have pickleball, right, as you're saying. But it's kind of a area that has a defined, what I envision the mixed-use area is, and probably the Grizzlies agree with this because it seems to be what you see when you go to these other places, is an area with, like, a defined border, like, where it starts. Like, here's the entry, so it feels safe. You're able to keep it clean, you know, like to have a defined border of this, because we claim we have a Beale Street Entertainment District, but what is the Beale Street Entertainment District downtown? It's Beale Street and the Orpheum. That's all it is. There's nothing else there.
And like a little
that's
bit
FedEx
of second.
Form. FedEx Forum. And Main. Beale Street and the Orpheum. That's FedEx. That's it. Yeah. So
the crazy thing
we have
is,
Beale Street and we need to expand it. I do think going from that area between Beale and FedEx Forum and AutoZone Park, I'm intrigued by that. I don't know for sure, because I was thinking connect South Main to FedEx Forum as your mixed-use area, right? Because that might be maybe we put FedEx Forum just a little bit too far away from the river, and it should be a few blocks closer. But I think the ability to walkability, feeling safe, like no matter what you want to do, and we're always on here and I'm advocating and making sure people realize, you know, downtown is safe if you are smart about being downtown. But it's hard to be smart about being downtown if you have to walk through vacant, dark lots, right? Like, nobody's going to feel safe doing that. So we need to eliminate all of these open fields and lots that have been downtown forever, figure out a spot to put it. I just don't know, because you can connect, you know, kind of where Wiseacre is over there, mm-hmm. and start building towards where it is. But right now I'm buying this. I didn't think about this spot, but this could be the spot that connects a lot of downtown, is connecting AZP with Federal Express Forum.
AZP.
All right. We got to take a quick timeout.
I had an anecdote.
What'd you say? Go ahead.
Right. Oh, so it's crazy that you're looking for a mixed-use facility like that, and you're talking about other markets that have these large areas around their sporting stadiums. The Redbirds are a Cardinals organization, and St. Louis has Ballpark Village. They are the blueprint for this.
Right. They should
steal it. Just go steal it.
But the thing is, where's that money coming from? It makes sense. Could you satisfy both the Redbirds and the Grizzlies by building the mixed use in that spot?
All they got to do is take a raise away from the firemen, which they did.
Oh, did they? Oh,
let's go to commercial.
All right. We are going to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company with Al Jeffrey here on 99 ES.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SPN, welcome back. You know, one of my mini jobs is hosting professional wrestling.
Sure is. Big job you got.
That's the music I walk out to right there. from the Foo Fighters. It's my walkout music, my entrance music, as we call it in the business. Wait a minute. What is going on?
Hunter Havoc is here. The King of Memphis is in the building.
Brother.
Okay. Kevin Cerrito, I'm driving my luxury SUV down White Station, about to go have a nice lunch at 901 Hot Pot Korean Barbecue, and I turn on 92.9 FM to hear my favorite show, Kevin Cerrito and Jeffrey Wright, and you have this idiot, Bobby Ford, as your co-host.
What's your deal, man?
It ain't happening. You know what? I turned around.
Let him in the building.
I turned around on White Station. I came up here to the studio. My key card didn't work. I don't know what you did. I guess you and Bobby jinxed my key card. The dude from the Johnny and Johnny show had to let me
what
in.
What kind of key card you got? A Motel
Johnny
6
and Johnny,
key card?
Johnny and Johnny are coming up here to do some audio, so they let me in. So I come to the studio. I walk in the door. You got this idiot sitting here. He's got a Pokemon binder with notes about things to say witty about Major League Soccer. He's got a self-help book, 10 Ways Not to Sound Like a Goof on Talk Radio, and he's sitting here in a Jeff Gordon shirt as your co-host.
You're talking about Bobby Ford.
I'm talking about you and Bobby Ford. So instead of reaching out to the King of Memphis, the star of the show, the 10-time world champion, the man that has been selling out breweries all over the city, selling out every venue that sells beer in the city for professional wrestling this summer. Do you know what kind of run I'm on this summer? I'm the biggest thing in the city right now, Cerrito. I sold out.
You can't just walk up in
here. Yeah, I can do whatever I want to do. I'm the King of Memphis. I sold out everywhere I've been this summer, having the run of a lifetime. Okay, my wrestling show is selling out every venue it's going to. I'm bringing professional wrestling back to Memphis. Real Memphis wrestling is what I'm bringing back, Kevin Cerrito. And I come in here and you got the LimeWire Bobby Ford sitting across from you looking like an idiot talking about whatever y'all were talking about. Well, I don't know. I guess it's better than looking across that gremlin, but
Who's the gremlin?
Jeffrey Wright.
This is the first time I've had to agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Jeffrey is on vacation.
Y'all took his booster seat out of here. So.
Oh, come on now.
Okay, at least Bobby doesn't need a booster seat.
George, are you done? George, I've been posting for 45 minutes. I'm fired up.
I'm driving down and it's Bobby Ford co-host. Why would you not ask the King of Memphis to co-host? Kevin Cerrito.
Bobby Ford is here. There's a big wrestling show this weekend, a one-night tournament, and Bobby won the tournament last time.
He sure 100% did not.
Beat you.
No, 100% did not.
You were in that match
and Are you talking about the house show that's coming up this Saturday at Haven House?
House show two.
The second annual where Hunter Havoc defends his house show title?
The first one you did not win.
Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
The one where I won the
big lucrative check that I cashed and spent.
How much did you win?
A lot of money.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's get this money though.
After taxes and after, you know, they got their cuz, it was a decent amount, but
look, I'm scheduled to be filling in for Jeffrey for a few days. It's out of 45 minutes, Jeffrey. George, did you have 45 minutes in your bet with John Martin on how long it would be before the show got out of control with me hosting here?
It's not out of control at all.
No, he's not a great bookie. He didn't give me a good line, so I didn't take that bet.
If it was 45 minutes, we hit the over. We made it like 47, 400. Right, came in here and started running his mouth.
All right, so Bobby Ford invited here today to be the co-host along with me.
Yeah,
but
I don't get it.
Additional company, Hunter Havoc, King of Memphis.
All right, I don't know how Hunter Havoc got in here. If he's done talking about his feelings, can we talk about facts?
I just told you, the John and John show let me
George, can you cut his mic?
Okay.
I can.
All right, let's
give me about 60 seconds. Just shut Hunter Havoc up.
Don't do it.
All right, he's been muted.
Okay, cool.
If you miss around the horn, you just got a little throwback to around the horn.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Big Woody Page energy for Hunter Havoc. All right, so this Saturday, August 2nd, at Haven House, it's downtown, same building as Ernestine Hazel's, 84 East G.E. Patterson. We're going to have the second house show tournament. It's a one-night tournament, four singles matches. The winners all go to a four-way. The winner of that four-way match gets a $5,000 check. They can use it for whatever they want to. Last time out, I won that check by beating Hunter Havoc. He was in that final and lost. But he's going to get a second chance this Saturday. He's going to be in the tournament again. I'm going to be in the tournament again.
$5,000 on the line for the winner. It's a very unique one-night tournament because there are singles matches that lead to that four-way match. One of the biggest problems with modern-day wrestling, outside of what has been happening here locally, is that you have to, it feels like you got to do homework and know what's going on. Like, it's a very easy, accessible show. You come on out, you're going to figure out exactly what's happening pretty quickly. It's a lot of fun. You don't need to watch something on YouTube or something to catch up or have somebody explain what is happening, which you probably will do if you're indulging in SummerSlam this weekend. It is SummerSlam weekend, but the Summer Series has been going on in Memphis for a few months.
If you're listening to this program, you know you're not going to be cheering for Hunter Havoc. He came in here, broke in the studio with a bad attitude. Oh, God, his mic's back on.
It's 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bad attitude that you're co-hosting my show. That's a bad attitude. You're on here talking about the show that I won, the house show invitational, number one.
Bobby won. I interviewed him in the ring for the check presentation.
It 100% did not happen.
People were there.
There's no video. There's no picture.
There's a picture of me holding a big old check.
I won. And this time out, I don't know if they told you, but my agent got in touch. I'll be wrestling Tattoo. In the first round.
The incredible tattoo.
I'm dropping a little wrestling knowledge on you right now, Kevin Cerullo. Do you know who Tattoo is?
I am aware of Tattoo. I have not been a part of a show that Tattoo is on, so I'm looking forward to it.
The guy's been wrestling in Memphis probably 20-plus years, longer than Bobby Ford's been alive. You know what I'm saying?
And you're going to put it into his career this Saturday night? Is that what you're saying?
It was over when he signed up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It was over when he signed
match.
Up. Yes. We've actually never wrestled either, so I'm doing him a favor by letting him get in the ring with me, and I'm taking him out an Admiral Takeout all in one.
An Admiral Takeout.
Takeout.
The star of the show, Andy Mack, will be in action.
Don Montana's in action.
Tyler LeMasters.
Yeah, the Diamond of I-55.
He's in action,
too. Diamond of I-55. Yeah, my main man.
There's a big beef broiling
between
me and him.
Shout out to big Tyler LeMasters.
He's going to have to see me that night, man, if he's lucky.
I've seen Tyler LeMasters beat you up in every venue I've been in this summer, okay?
They have wrestled all over the city all summer long.
They have.
So Haven House is this Saturday, August 2nd. Here, downtown Memphis. What's the address of this? It's right down G. Patterson. So it's downtown South Main. We're talking about connecting downtown to FedEx Forum.
Have you ever been to Haven House, Cerullo?
I was at the first show.
I was there. I was hosting. I'll be there
you
this
have dementia?
Weekend.
It's a pretty cool venue.
You know that? It's very right next to Ernest and Hazel.
Standing room. You come in. It's all cool. You get
right
to come up
the
to the ring.
Yeah.
Right. You get beer. Mm-hmm. Cool spot, man.
Is 18 up.
It's an 18 and up show. But the summer
18
series,
and up. That's good. No kids.
They don't need to see the violence that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hate it when the little juvenile delinquents are at the shows, man. Juvenile just throws the vibe off.
So this is this weekend. Then 20 days later, I got a show coming up at Roosters on Highland.
Roosters. Yeah, Roosters Blues House on Highland. That's August 22nd. That's going to be a huge night. We've been lucky. We've got some gracious sponsors that are helping us out on that one all across the Highland Strip. We've got Trilogy is presenting that show. And then Bad Timing over there, they're a sponsor as well.
Well, so
Bad Timing.
Bad Timing. Hey,
George,
shout out to Bad Timing.
Yeah, love that place. I actually got this shirt off the rack there that you said was a Jeff Gordon shirt.
The Jeff Gordon shirt?
This is cool, man. This shirt has Dale and Richard Petty on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got them both.
Oh, both. It does. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, the King.
One's got a messier signature than the other one.
I don't keep up with pinball players. I don't.
George, have you been to Roosters on Highland? You know where that is?
The one on Highland, I have not. I just remember Roosters back in Oxford.
It used to be the Bluff.
Yeah, so this used to be the Bluff, which is the former name.
Yeah, the artist formerly known.
Yeah, that's the Bluff there on Highland. So we got a show there, and also in September, the series comes to a conclusion at Memphis Made, right?
Yep, Memphis Made September 13th, and then after that we have a ton of dates. I could run down all of them, but we'd be getting a little ahead of ourselves. But this show is going to be active for a long time in this city. We have a pretty set goal of. I can't believe I'm going to agree with Hunter Havoc, but bringing real Memphis wrestling back to the city, kind of establishing the scene again.
It's what I've been doing whole summer. I've been selling out shows all across the city.
Yeah.
And what will
no thanks to Bobby Ford. He's been getting beat up by Tyler LeMasters. I've been out here beating up Andy Mack, beating up everybody in my way. About to beat up Tattoo this Saturday, win the second house show.
Yeah.
I'll be a two-time house show winner this Saturday.
That's not true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Even if you win Saturday, it would be your first one. Why do you have to lie?
Never
you have enough going
life,
for you. You don't have to make things up.
So you're wrestling Tattoo. How many tattoos do you have?
The Incredible Tattoo.
How many?
The guy's been wrestling 20 plus years.
How many tattoos do you have?
He's about 5'3".
He's taller than that.
185 pounds.
That's probably pretty close.
He does flips.
He is a very athletic guy.
He does like a lot of little flips.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in action, but
I've been visualizing him do a little flip and me just right into my arms for a Havoc Slam.
It's gonna be sweet. Arms, Havoc?
1, 2, 3.
I was trying to
house show number 2.
Okay, I'm trying to segue.
I'm trying to segue.
Yes, Tattoo will be there this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing you wrestle Tattoo and what could be his last match ever. So if you're
no,
Tattoo
it
fan,
100% is his, I don't know. Have you not checked?
Tattoo is going to have a long, healthy career after this, man. You're not that bad.
Breaking news. I saw on Facebook today where Tattoo indeed said this is his last match.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, he went ahead and called it. Yeah, he's on social
everything's
media.
Everything's true on that website.
The incredible tattoo.
What I want to ask about your actual tattoos. You have a bunch. So many tattoos. Do you have a favorite tattoo? I want to paint the picture for those driving around the city right now who can't see you. You've got a tiger right there on your fist. So when you punch people,
they're going to punch from a tiger. What does that say, Kevin?
That does say King of Memphis.
Say it one more time.
King of Memphis.
Right.
K-O-M.
That's me.
You know, Sane's been calling George the King of South Haven.
That guy in there? Anthony Sane knows him?
Yeah, Sane knows him.
Really? Yeah. Shout out to Anthony Sane, the King of Memphis Media. Me and
what?
I'll drop a little gem on you.
Shout out, Sane.
I'm actually coming with a podcast, man. Anthony Sane's helping me get that together. He's going to be him and Kenny. Shout out to Kenny Stumperfield. They're going to be producing my podcast, and that'll
What's
be called?
That'll
What's
be your show
going to
be?
It's going to be called Break It Down with the King of Memphis, Hunter Havoc. You will be a guest.
Bobby, I will be a guest. Bobby,
yeah.
Hunter's podcast.
Bobby Ford 100% will not be on there.
Episode 1 hasn't come out yet. Regardless of my personal feelings about Hunter Havoc, he is an interesting local personality, and I do follow what he does.
People tune in when he's on the radio.
I know that first episode.
I
might review it.
What?
Why do a podcast review in your podcast?
Nobody wants to hear that, actually. They'd rather hear you talk about Jeff Gordon and Bubba Wallace on your shirt.
You know what? That does bring up. Shout out to Bubba Wallace winning at the Brickyard 400 on Sunday. That was a big moment in NASCAR history.
Why did he just point? Is that like a nerd thing? Like
what?
Do you really want to know the significance of this?
No.
Nobody on air
wants to hear either. They want to hear about wrestling. They want to hear Hunter Havoc talk. They don't want to hear about you talking about the Indy 500 that happened Saturday. You see what I'm saying?
We'll talk about that in the list. We'll get to that when somebody gets Hunter Havoc out of here.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hunter, what podcast do you listen to?
Do I listen to? Yeah. My own.
It hasn't even come out yet.
Produced by Anthony Sane and Kenny Stumperfield.
Okay,
Break it down.
Hey, when can we expect episode 1?
Hosted the King of Memphis.
Let's see if we can get security in here. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we got the list. Bobby, we'll get to talk about some racing. Shannon Sharp is on his way out at ESPN, and now you can order Glorilla at the fast food restaurant when you go through the drive-thru. We'll talk about all that.
You can what?
Yeah, the Glorilla's
like she's there. Like they put her in the bag.
No, it's her unbeatable meal deal.
So
we'll talk about
order
it.
Her
when we come. We can.
Kevin Cerruto, I want to know your crazy, order man. When you go to Checkers.
Checkers and rallies. We'll talk about when we come back. We got to take a commercial. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company without Jeffrey here on 929 ESPN.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn. When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.